To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault. What does it tell you? That we could falter. You know, there's a tendency or an inclination in man that we could fall. And God is the only one who can keep us from falling.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I want you to turn with me to Isaiah chapter 42, verses 8 and 9. Praise the Lord. I am the Lord, and that is my name. I will not give my glory to another and my praise to idols. You know, we were discussing in Sunday school, we serve a jealous God. He's not willing to share his glory with anyone.
Amen.
Be it man or anybody, he's not ready. There is, you know, a possibility in anybody's life that we could have the sin of pride. And we may reflect, we may not reflect, we may eclipse the glory that is due unto his name. Instead of reflecting it, we may eclipse it by taking the glory. Yesterday, a servant of God was speaking about the man, the king. What did he do? When people praised him, he took the glory. And suddenly, the angel of the Lord is striking him down. And he was dead. My dear brothers and sisters, if we try to eclipse the glory, if you try to steal the name of God, you're in great danger. If you are filled with pride in any area of your life, God has bestowed us gifts and talents to each of us. God has given us the gift of singing, preaching, ministering to others. But if at any point of your life, if you try to eclipse the glory that is due unto his name, instead of reflecting it, you're in great danger. I'm not saying the angel of the Lord is going to come down and strike you. I'm not saying that. But we do not know. We are in jeopardy. We are in danger. Let's not endanger ourselves. The one who is able to keep you from falling, if we do not humble ourselves, if we do not go according to the way God has purposed for us, we are in great danger of falling. You know, this is what happens. Instead of the movement of God, it becomes a monument to ourselves.
Jesus, yes. Thank you,
Lord. Now, to back this up, I want you to turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 26. And here we see about King Uzziah. I know many of you know the story. What happened to him? King Uzziah, his father, King Amaziah, he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not wholeheartedly. And that we see that it's unearthing a sharp stone in the road of his life. You know, he passed down to his son all the things that he did in his life. We all learn from our parents, grandparents, how they behave, how they act. It naturally, it's a natural instinct that we adopt or we adapt those nature. We don't have to argue about it. And same thing happened to, you know, King Uzziah. Amaziah was doing the right thing in the sight of the Lord, but suddenly, after fighting with Edomites, he brought the idols and started serving the idol. And God is hater of, if you do not give the glory that is due, if you serve the gods, God is really angry. The servant, the prophet came and warned him, what you're doing is wrong. But he did not listen. And the consequences, there was a conspiracy. And when he heard about the conspiracy, he fled from the area. He went to Lachish, and there he stayed. But the conspirator, they found where he was living, he was captured and he was killed. And his son Uzziah, at the age of 16, he became a king. Now think about all the teenagers. I have three teenagers in my class, Rachel, Asha, Christopher. You know, Bible never talks disparagingly about youth. You know, it talks very highly. At the age of 16, he was seated on the throne. Now, if Christopher was to sit on the throne, how would you behave? David was anointed in his teens. You know, it's a matter, we need to think. He had a tremendous, enormous pressure on him ruling the kingdom. But he was the first choice of the people of the land, and he was made king at the age of 16. And we see what is happening. When he became king, and he reigned 52 years in the land of Jerusalem. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. He sought God during the days of Zechariah. And he trusted God, and who instructed him in the fear of the Lord. As long as he sought the Lord, God gave him success. Now this teenager, he depended on God. He found a right mentor for himself. He found Zechariah, who was a servant of God. Now, we need to find right mentor. See, if you find a person who is walking with God, naturally you will start to walk with God. But if you find somebody who doesn't have right attitude or right attitude toward God, you're going to slip. You're going to fall. You're going to adapt the nature. You assimilate the person's nature whom you hang out with. Now, teenagers, be careful. When you find a mentor, be careful who you choose. You need to be very, very careful whom you choose as your mentor. If you follow somebody's ideals and follow somebody's ways, be very careful. Let me warn you. If you do not find the right mentor, you're in great trouble. Timothy had a right mentee. Paul had a right mentee, Timothy. So Timothy had a right mentor. Paul was encouraging him. Do not let your youth be despised by anybody. Now, I'm encouraging youth, do not despise your youth. You know, you could be seated on the throne. People may belittle you. People may not think that you amount to much. But the Bible doesn't talk disparagingly about youth. It talks highly about you can do things if you are in the will of God and if you listen to the voice of God. God can use you mightily. You know, he can place you in places that you cannot even imagine right now. You know, we are all ambitious. We have plans, goals. But God places you in the right place. And if you listen, if you have a right mentor, and if you walk with God, if you heed to his instruction, you'll be successful. And that's what is happening. As long as he sought the Lord, God gave him success. And next few verses we see about his, you know, the achievement and all that he did in his life. He was fighting with the greatest enemy of Israel, Philistine, and he defeated them. Ammonites, he defeated them. They were bringing tributes. So much fame he gained. But until, you know, he became powerful, he was seeking the Lord. But once he became powerful, his focus started shifting, and the eyes were taken off. Now, we heard a wonderful message, I think a couple of weeks back, from Pastor. How Peter, when his eyes was taken off Jesus, he started sinking. And that's what we find in the life of Uzziah. When he took his eyes, his focus was shifted. And there was a battle that was raging within himself. All this time he was battling with the enemy countries, the surrounding countries. But suddenly his focus was shifted. And he started focusing on himself. The pride overtook him. And with that pride, you know, what is awaiting? And he started acting very weird. He started assuming a lot of things that he's not supposed to be doing. He entered the temple of God, and he started to burn the incense, which was not the custom, which was not the law. It was the job of the Levites or the priests to burn the incense. But he, after becoming king, that eclipsed everything in his life. He thought he could do anything or everything. See, that's what happens. When pride overtakes you, you think you're capable of doing everything. You know, it is like a motion. We come to church, we know everything, we are familiar with verses, with songs, we do everything. Everything, you know, it's set in motion. You do things, but are you actually serving God from the bottom of your heart? That's my question. Let me challenge you, brothers and sisters. When you come Sunday morning, see, we are all so traditional sometimes. You know, we know exactly what's going to happen.
Amen.
We're going to sing two songs, then it's prayer time, and then psalm reading, or worship, and then psalm reading. And we're so used to all these, you know, yes, customs. But, you know, let's not, you know, let's get beyond that. Let's not be, you know, very traditional Christians. Let's give our hearts to God. Let's remember His name. Let's remember what goodness and the faithfulness of God in our lives. Let's reflect His glory. Let's rejoice in the praises that comes from the bottom of our heart. Let's rejoice in His presence. Now, Uzziah, after doing all this thing, you know, he did not know the impending danger. And suddenly, you know, he was I forget. The chief priest warned him not to do that. This is not your job. You have no business doing this. But being a king, he thought he could do. And he lunged with that censer. But suddenly we see the leprosy is breaking out on his forehead.
Amen.
Now the servant of the priest, they wanted to take him, hurry him out of the temple.
Yeah.
But he himself was hurrying out. And rest of his days, he was a leper. And when he died, there was an epitaph that's written that he was a leper all his life. See, a man who started with a good intention, walking with God, suddenly turning away. You know, the pride overtook him. Now, dear brothers and sisters, some of you are very gifted. Some of you are very talented. Let me tell you, let God take control of your life. If you do not let the control of your life, if you do not give it to Jesus, something could go wrong. You know, he is able to keep you from falling.
Yes.
He is able to present you blameless,
yes,
in the sight of God. And he has paid a big price. Now let us be with that attitude and with that mindset every time. All the talents that God has given, that it's not I'm doing, it's Christ who lives in me, it's doing. Let's cover ourselves, clothe ourselves with Jesus. Then we'll be successful. You know, the thing is, if you trust in God, if you walk with Him, He will make you prosperous. That's a guaranteed thing. If you seek the things of God, He will add all these things. If you seek the kingdom of God, He will add all these things. Sometimes we waste our, you know, valuable time in running after things. But if you bring yourselves in the will of God, if you start living, you know, in the presence of God, if you entrust everything that you do to Him, commit your ways to Him, He will do, He will make you prosperous and successful. And that's what, if he went on with that perspective, with that idea, he would have been successful all his life. But we see a great, a bad ending in his life. He became a leper and he died there. And today, I want to just challenge your heart that whatever we do, let's not ever, ever in our life eclipse the glory that is due unto God. Let's praise Him. Let's rejoice in the praises and the blessing that He has given. Let's glorify the name of the Lord. May God bless us with these words.